Paleontologists in southern Maryland can thank last year's Hurricane Isabel for a remarkable find, the fossilized remains of an 8-million-year-old whale. The fossils now reside at the Calvert Marine Museum in Solomons, Maryland. Curator Stephen Godfrey says they were found by amateur collectors walking along the sea cliffs after the storm.
They spied some black fossilized bone that had been eroded out of the clayey layer that is exposed there. And he is well-versed in paleontology and immediately recognized what he had found, the front end of a baleen or filter-feeding whale. And he contacted the museum and let us know where it was. And I actually went out to the site. We took a canoe and took photographs and went from there.
Now, because this was impacted in sediment and sand, how did you actually get it out?
What we have to do is dig under the fossil to form like a mushroom-shaped pedestal on which the skull is positioned. And then we wrap it in many layers, laminated layers of burlap that have been soaked in plaster of Paris. And because it was so heavy, it actually turned out to be about 1,000 pounds. We included in that jacket 2x4s and metal bars to reinforce it, to act very much like a splint.
And how'd you actually then lift it out?
Well, the cliff, the bluff above it, was inaccessible by vehicle, and any small boat, because the water was very shallow there, that we could have brought in, would have the weight of the skull would have just sank it. So knowing that the Patuxent River Naval Air Station wasn't very far away, I thought, you know, these guys have helicopters. I'm wondering if having them come in and pick up a fossil whale, if that would tweak their interest, and in fact it did. And because the techniques that they employed to pick it up were essentially identical to a search and rescue, they were able to log the time as hours that they needed to accrue anyways to maintain their qualifications.
So it was a training mission for them.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a treat to watch. I was out in the water, basically up to my chest in chest waders with a digital camera, bracing myself against the downdraft from this Sea King helicopter that picked it up. And it went off without a hitch. It was beautiful to watch them pick it up, and off it went.
How old is this fossil?
We estimate that the fossil is roughly 8 million years old.
And what do you know about whales that were swimming in that period?
Well, we know that at about 8 million years, the archaic group of whales known as cetotheres are diminishing in numbers, giving way to the modern families of whales that include the rorquals, the largest of all living animals, the blue whale, fin whale, sei whale, and also the gray and the bowhead and right whales.
So the larger whales that,
yes,
that we see today.
Yes.
And where does this discovery fit into that?
It's sort of at that transitional time when the cetotheres are diminishing and the modern families are ascending. But I wouldn't say that it's necessarily transitional. We don't know enough about the anatomy yet to make any such bold claims. But still, it's giving us a better picture of the whales that were here during a 3-million-year block of time when we don't know very much about the whales that were here.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
Stephen Godfrey is the curator of paleontology at the Calvert Marine Museum in Solomons, Maryland. The whale fossils go on display there today.